News Talk 1620 WTAW, update on what's happening in the College Station School District. Chuck Unwinkle on hand this afternoon, and let's lead off with some recognitions.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. You know, last month in October, we talked about our 15 College Station ISD students who were named National Merit Scholarship semifinalists, and we had some more recognitions come across recently from the National Merit Scholarship Program. We had 31 students that received a letter of commendation from that group, and basically what the letter of commendation is that although they're not going to continue on the for the competition for the National Merit Scholarships, they are among the top 5% of the more than 1.5 million students who entered that competition by taking the preliminary PSAT test, also known as the National Scholarship Scholarship Qualifying Test. So a lot more students doing good things on national tests, and we're very proud of them. And in fact, the last 4 years, our school district, College Station ISD, has produced a total of 129 students who either went on in the National Merit Scholarship Program or who earned a letter of commendation from the National Merit Scholarship Program. So kudos to all those young men and women for their letter of commendation. Additionally, we had a young man named Travis Rooney at A&M Consolidated High School, and he was selected to attend the World Food Prize Global Youth Institute that was held a couple weeks ago in Des Moines, Iowa. And that was held in conjunction with the Dr. Norman Borlaug International Symposium, and a lot of folks around town might recognize that name. Dr. Borlaug is often referred to as the father of the Green Revolution, and he's credited with saving like a billion people's lives from starvation with some of the work he's done with food production around the world, and a lot of that work he did here at Texas A&M University. So Travis Rooney was able to go there and meet with dignitaries from around the world and around the United States, and he presented a paper on with his theme of cultivating innovations to feed the world. And so it was just a great experience for him, and he was able to I guess expand his knowledge on food production and meet with some really interesting people from all around the world.
And to extend that theme a little bit more, there's so much that's talked about, I guess, business and industry and a lot of things now with the BioCorridor and so forth. But, you know, the roots around here is still agriculture, and this is a great reflection of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about agriculture is that it dips into so many different disciplines, math and science and technology. And, you know, it's interesting to go over to both of our high schools and see the different programs that we have over there that not only deal with math and science and technology, but deal with things like green agriculture and those sorts of things. And so, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a big job to feed all the people in the world, and we're very fortunate to have folks like Travis Rooney at a young age getting involved in doing that.
Visiting with Chuck Unwinkle, College Station, the school district, on both of the things that Chuck just mentioned, you can go to the district website at csisd.org and find out more about those two particular things. Also want to take a few minutes and remind listeners about the next Board of Trustees meeting.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be on Monday this month, Monday, November 19th. And the reason we're having it on Monday instead of the traditional third Tuesday is that that next day everyone's off. Our Thanksgiving holiday will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of that week of Thanksgiving, which is November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So instead of having it that Tuesday night, we moved it to that Monday night. The workshop will be at 5 p.m., the meeting at 7, just like always. And some of the things that may happen in the workshop, again, the agendas aren't quite set yet, but I'd anticipate more discussions stemming from a discussion that was started in the October meeting about the long-range plan. And when I say that, I mean, you know, what types of buildings and structures do we need to keep up with our growing student population in the future? there, I think we may even talk about, now that the election is over, talk about our what types of things we would like our elected officials to know about our school district and how we feel on certain issues that are going to be playing pretty big here in the next election. So.
And in fact, let me butt in the respect that you're not only referring to the Board of Trustees, but you're also talking about those who are elected in state government as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to work closely with the board, and the administration tries to work closely with the local state representatives that represent us, represent our area, and just to tell, just so they know what's going on in our school and what we think would be good for public schools in the state of Texas. So yeah, we absolutely do that.
And this also is the first board meeting since the election. So while there are no new members, because those who chose to run or were incumbents, but there will still be, I understand, at least a board reorganization.
That's correct. We will have a board executive committee reorganization. I'm not sure if it's going to change or what, but we do have Carol Barrett and Paul Dorsett in places 1 and 2 on the Board of Trustees, who will be sworn in at the meeting at 7 p.m. They did run unopposed and will be on the school board for 3 more years, and then there'll be a board reorganization to select the executive committee. Usually that was done following the elections in May, but we're, you know, now that we're holding our board elections in November, we've moved that board reorganization to following the elections.
All right, very good. Made a reference already to the CSISD.org website. You
That's
can also
correct.
Follow district activities on Facebook and Twitter also.
You got it. And my email is chuck@CSISD.org if anybody has any questions.
Very good. Always appreciate the update.
Have a good one.
You too. Chuck Unwinkle, the College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.